White. Lodi, Wisconsin, June 21, 1874. Dear husband, our morning meeting at 5 o'clock was just as good as it could be. There is an entirely different atmosphere in this camp meeting than we met in Illinois. The darkness there could be felt. It is much easier laboring. Our brethren seem to be softened. They receive the close testimony with weeping and with humble confession. God is indeed at work at this meeting. Last night, Brother Butler spoke upon the sin of selfishness. He spoke in a very close, pointed, powerful manner. The brethren received and responded to it. This morning, I never heard more humble yet intelligent testimonies. There are 23 tents upon the ground and between 200 and 300 present. The interest has steadily increased to this time. After breakfast, there were prayer meetings in the tents, and at the sound of the bell at 8 o'clock, meeting again at the stand. Brother Butler opened the meeting. He spoke a few words, then Brother Haskell spoke a few minutes. I then spoke about 15 minutes. The Lord let his spirit rest upon me, and the brethren wept freely. Then the brethren and sisters pressed in and in quick succession bore their testimony. There were some 3 or 4 up at once, as many as 6 different times. This was an excellent meeting. We had to close, and I spoke to the congregation with great freedom. There were many unbelievers out. They were much pleased with the meeting. Brother Butler spoke in the afternoon from the Laodicean message. There are not a few unbelievers present. Willie is enjoying the meeting much. You would be pleased with this meeting, for surely the melting, softening Spirit of God is here. I have no doubts in regard to my duty. I have had a spirit of freedom. All are very attentive to my wants and seem to think it is a privilege to do all they can for us. They bring in our food and come and wash my dishes, and several sisters take special pains to care for me, as well as to provide food for Brethren Butler and Haskell. We eat together. Willie sleeps in the tent with me. Brother Haskell brought this tent and gave it up to Willie and me, while Brethren Butler and Haskell sleep in Brother Butler's tent. Dear husband, I believe that God is at work. It is a special and important time. I have been shown that there was a great and prosperous field of labor all around through Illinois and Wisconsin, but the brethren are not awake. They do not see the wants for this time. We have felt like urging this home upon them. I have testimonies to bear to Brethren Thurston, Pratt, Olds, and some others. I shall, before I leave, bear this testimony to them. There is no hard spirit to resist my testimony, and all manifest so much thankfulness that God had sent me to them. I never felt greater necessity of God's working with our efforts. We have no time to rest, no time to yield to temptation. We must work while the day lasts. I hope that you will receive special help of God. Do not afflict your soul in looking at the things which are seen. Do not allow your mind to dwell upon unpleasant things. Whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, think on these things. Philippians 4, verse 8. We may be miserable, or we may be at peace with God and be happy. We have no need to afflict and distress our souls over many things. In doing this, our usefulness is lessened 1/3. The enemy knows how to manage to dishearten and discourage by presenting before us sad pictures which we should not allow our eyes to rest upon, for it only makes us miserable and does no soul a particle of good. Every particle of selfishness must be separated from us, and we must have the Spirit of Christ. I mean to trust in God. I feel sorry for you and feel deep sympathy for you in your affliction. I mean to help you what I can. But don't let the enemy make you think only of my deficiencies, which are, you think, so apparent. For in trying to fix me over, you may destroy my usefulness, my freedom, and bring me into a position of restraint, of embarrassment, that will unfit me for the work of God. Ellen.